This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Yesterday morning I took a look at the topic of humility, or meekness as it's sometimes called. And today I want to continue looking at Jesus. Jesus is known for his humility. Now in our society we scorn this idea of humility. It's equated with failure. Someone says he's a humble person. They kind of mean, well, he's a weak person. We live in that time, don't we, when might is right, or we admire people who seem to be self-sufficient, don't need anybody. So humility's had a lot of bad press lately. As a virtue, it's seen as grovelling, but not so with Jesus. He was not weak, and he had lots of character. Now listen, for example, to what Jesus said one day in Luke 9:48. He said, "The one who is least among you all is the greatest." So he turned teaching of the day on its head. He said, "I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." So here you have pictures of simplicity, acceptance, and a lack of arrogance. So think for a moment with me how Jesus showed humility. Now, God, his Father, chose the humblest of circumstances for his birth. Jesus, born of Mary and Joseph, two average people, nothing outstanding about them to boast. They didn't have great social standing. In fact, they had no room for that night for Mary to give birth. There was no room for them in Bethlehem. And as a man, Jesus called people to follow him, and the people that followed Jesus were ordinary people without much in the way of social status either. He could, have embarked on a mission alone, but he called a team of ordinary people around him, and he concentrated on teaching and equipping them. He told them he was among them as one who would serve them. He didn't want to be served, so what kind of leader today would say that? In Philippians chapter 2, we have these words, "Your attitude should be the kind that was shown by Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not demand and cling to his rights as God, but laid aside his mighty power and glory, taking the disguise of a slave and becoming like men. And he humbled himself even further, going as far as to actually die a criminal's death on a cross." You can read that in Philippians 2, 5-8. So a slave in those days had no rights. He was just a nobody, no privileges. And so what the Bible says is that Jesus stepped into that position as a slave. Now that certainly is a sign of humility. He accepted hospitality from people. He relied on the support of his disciples, three in particular. But he went on to say something else. He said, "Whoever or everyone who exalts themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." That's Luke 18:14. Now, the irony of all this is that Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, could have come as a conquering ruler, a king, demanding his place in the world. He could have got honour and adoration. But Jesus said, "I seek not to please myself, but the one who sent me. I've come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. My teaching is not my own." So Jesus took a lower place in order to give God the glory. He became a servant. And in fact, he said to his disciples, "If you want to be great, well, those who want to be great among you must be your servants." So it's quite amazing, isn't it? Jesus came into our world to introduce humility. At the Passover one night, Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wiped their feet with a towel. And Peter had some difficulty with this. And Jesus said, "If I have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." I've given you an example. He said, "Listen, a servant is not greater than his master." Well, foot washing certainly was an act of humility. It was an act of service. And we mightn't fully understand it today. But if we are to follow Jesus, we must take seriously this business of humility. Well, dear Lord, this morning we thank you for people who are humble. We know it instinctively, Lord, these people around us who serve you, who love you. We thank you for that greatness of humility that inspires us. And we thank you for Jesus. And I ask this prayer in his name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.